Are you ready for some left-wing scaremongering? Here we go. This from tuc.org.uk. Wages would be £38 a week lower outside the EU, says TUC report. Wages would be £38 a week lower and manufacturing would fall into steep decline if Britain votes to leave the EU, according to a new report. Better off in Working People and the Case for Remaining in the EU, launched today by the TUC, the Trade Union Congress. The most left-wing thing in the world. Speaking at an event to launch the report as she unveils the TUC's latest campaign poster, TUC General Secretary Francis O'Grady set out the negative impact Brexit will have on wages, jobs, and the rights at work. Oh my God. Be scared. Here comes the fear porn. Are you ready? The report finds that by 2030, the average weekly wage will be £38 lower if Britain leaves the EU. By 2030, it's going to take 15 years. And for many working people whose wages have not yet recovered since the 2007 crash, it was actually 2008, this would be a high price to pay. The report also finds that Brexit would have a particularly devastating impact on Britain's manufacturing firms. You mean that's not already happened, thanks to Thatcher? The manufacturing sector would be hit 7 times harder than the services sector because it currently exports so much to the EU. And why would it stop exporting to the EU? Ponder that one. Anyway, the TUC says that jobs in manufacturing tend to be higher skilled, higher paid, and more secure than service sector jobs. So Brexit would not only mean job losses, but a worsening of the quality of work available in the UK. The report concludes that the best option for working people is to vote to remain in the EU. On the need to change the debate, TUC General Secretary Francis O'Grady will say, quote, "To date, the debate about our membership of the EU has been dominated by business. But today, I want to change the tone and set out why working people should vote to remain. My message is simple. At a time of continuing hardship, Brexit would be a disaster for working people, for our wages, for our jobs, and for our rights."
I'm scared. The fear porn is just so incredible from the left. Oh my God.
On the threat to wages and jobs, Francis O'Grady will say, "Working people will be £38 a week worse off if we leave." £38 a week may not be much for politicians like Boris Johnson, a man who describes his £250,000 fee for a weekly newspaper column as chicken feed. But for millions of workers, it's the difference between heating or eating, between struggling or saving, and between getting by or getting on. On the threat to jobs, Francis O'Grady will say, "What's absolutely clear is that jobs would go, and not just any old jobs. We'd be losing high pay, high skill, high productivity jobs." Not that that hasn't happened before in the 1980s, thanks to Thatcher and her policies. "We'd lose manufacturing jobs that pay £100 a week more than service sector equivalents. These are good jobs in the regions outside of London that need them most."
I'm still very scared of all this fear porn.
"Our manufacturing sector, still battered and bruised by the recession, which started in 2008 and not 2007, as quoted earlier, would be hit hard and inequalities between regions would get even wider, so the country would split and fragment even more. That's why leading firms such as Airbus UK, BMW, Mini and Ford have come out so strongly against Brexit." Really? I would have thought BMW would be smashing down the door of Ms. Merkel should we leave and they not set up some kind of trade deal, perhaps, so that they can continue selling their cars to their biggest market outside of Germany. On the impact of Brexit on workers' rights, here we go. This is going to really scare you now. Francis O'Grady will say, "The EU underpins rights that are not only making our working lives better, they make our lives better. Full stop." Because we didn't have this kind of legislation in the UK before, which protected our workers, etc. And that never happened up in the 60s and 70s until we joined the EU. And, you know, we didn't have British standards and we didn't have British laws that said you had to protect the workers' rights and stuff. But pregnant women have the right to paid time off for medical appointments. Parents have the right to time off to look after a child who's ill. Part-time and agency workers get equal treatment to give them decency and dignity rather than insecurity. Brexit would put all these rights and more at risk. Brexit campaigner Priti Patel let the cat out of the bag when she told the Institute of Directors that leaving the EU would enable us to cut these regulations by half. But they don't go into detail about which regulations Priti Patel was talking about. They just keep you scared. And that's why I'm warning people that their rights are on the ballot paper and a vote to remain is a vote to keep them. Oh, see? See how they want you scared? See how they want the fear to be instilled in you so you tick that remain box? Instead of doing the right thing and getting us out of the EU, so that we can continue trading fairly and equally with our partners in Europe. Just like the Chinese do. Just like the Americans do. Just like the Indians do. Just like the Canadians do. Just like the rest of the world does. We would become a part of the rest of the world, and we would trade with Europe just like the rest of the world, who is making a very healthy profit. Thank you very much.